views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You're with Artie and Sky, Angels and Answers, and we are here for you. Just give us a call at 800-930-2819 if you wish to get a mini reading or you want to talk about anything you want to talk about. It's just between me, you, and the rest of the country. So,
are we still on with Barbara from Long Island?
I'm here, yes.
Okay, Barbara, how's your health doing?
My health is real good, thank you.
Good. Excellent. Go ahead.
What is it that you want to know, Barb? Just cut right to it.
I was just wondering if you were picking up on anything with my loved ones that have passed.
I wasn't focusing in on that at all.
Okay, yeah, that's what I got. Hold on a second.
I just feel it.
Mark, hold on a second. We got it.
Okay, he's going to think about that, but I feel that you have a problem, and I feel that you're worrying about this problem. And I feel like I am more apt to tell you this than to connect with your loved ones. So this is a strong problem that you're going through or that you have or that's worrying you. Okay, so I just want to tell you that there's no need to worry, that things are going to get better. You just have to wait, and at the perfect timing, everything will straighten itself out. But you need to take action.
Now, I want to say something, okay. And I don't know if this is directly who you're trying to contact or if this is maybe on somebody on behalf of your family, not directly. But what I'm seeing is somebody who died in an accident, and I want to say that they were a very young person. Either they were in high school or they were in college. Do you know who this is?
Well, with an accident, young is actually a lot younger than high school, though. It was like a six-year-old.
Oh, wow. Because I keep seeing like a high school. Well, let me ask you something. Would they be in high school right now?
Oh, no. They would be. He would be a man now.
Okay, because for some reason I keep on seeing like a high school picture. Who is Benjamin?
Benjamin? No Benjamin.
Yeah, there's a Benji or a Benjamin that I keep on picking up on. And I keep on seeing like a high school or a graduating picture. And now I'm seeing a girl, a graduating picture, who has long, straight, dirty blonde hair, and there was a part in the middle. And who? And I'm hearing the name like Judy or Julie.
Judy or Julie? Actually, no, I don't know a Judy or Julie.
I strongly believe that there's somebody listening right now to this station who could 100% claim exactly what it is I'm seeing. The images are so strong in my mind that I know for a fact that I'm not wrong. And unfortunately, this isn't for you, but I'm just expressing my feelings and this person who's trying to pull through to let their family know that they're doing okay. And I keep on seeing something also with a grandfather clock.
A grandfather clock?
Right. Does that make any sense to you?
Well, it has nothing to do with Judy or Julie, but yeah, a grandfather clock has some sense to me. My mother-in-law has one of those.
Okay. This 6-year-old, did he drown?
No, he was hit by a car.
Ah, geez.
Oh, that's the car. Yeah, that's a car
that's
accident.
The car, then.
All right.
Because there is, I see somebody drowning.
You know what? I keep on saying, I wonder, there. I feel like that name is connected to that 6-year-old, the name Benji or Benny or Eddie or a name sounding like that. You know, I hate to sound like I'm just being vague, but this is what I'm picking up on.
Was this your son, honey?
No, it was just a friend of a friend's kind of a situation.
Did you see the accident, actually?
No, I didn't see it, but I was the one, you know, that had to let his grandma know that it happened.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible.
Yeah, talk about being the bearer of bad news.
Really, really.
Yeah,
exactly.
We want to know something.
I
believe that the things that I'm telling you, the names and the dates or the situation that I'm telling you, somebody mm-hmm. of that family knows exactly who I'm talking about. Because, like I said, when the images are this strong in my mind, I know for a fact that I'm not wrong. And I'll admit when I'm vague or when I'm not sure of, but the images are extremely strong, and somebody's trying to let them know that they're okay. And I keep on seeing them wearing red. They're wearing the color red. I don't know if that was the color of the school or whatnot. And there's also a special tattoo that was made on behalf of this person also.
A tattoo?
Yes.
Really? Yeah. It's like you're kind of mixing two things here. If there is another circumstance where a tattoo is involved with someone that's in his 20s that died.
Okay. Who was the one in the military? I'm feeling a male energy in the military who crossed over about I'm going to say a long time ago, maybe in the 40s.
Who is Jack or John?
Jack or John?
No.
Yeah.
And I'm getting somebody who is very religious.
Very religious.
Now, what I'm getting is this person who is in some kind of a service. I'm kind of feeling like the Navy because I'm feeling like a drowning. Remember I said to you who drowned?
Right.
So
right.
Feeling that somebody was in the Navy or the Marines and this person was in the military and I'm certain that this person died on a boat or, you know, was drowned.
Also, there's this, again, I'm with the high school girl and there is a necklace that she wears that her parents or her sister has her necklace. And it's the same one that she wore while during her high school, as a senior or within her high school graduation picture. Now, do us a favor, and I want you to check with that family of everything that Sky and I just said to you and see if it makes sense. But unfortunately, that's all we're getting with them.
Yeah, and I'm just getting this person from the military who is deceased.
Right.
So hopefully you wrote down everything that we told you so that you could like confirm that these people were in fact pulling through and they're just letting you know that they're okay.
Let me ask you something.
I wrote it down. I will definitely check this further.
Excuse me?
I said I did write everything down and I will check it out further.
Let me ask you something. This person that's the military that's deceased, do you know who this person is?
Well, I have several loved ones that are military deceased, but I'm not sure really who it is. It's not a Jack or a John.
All right, let me forget about the name. What I'm telling you from me is they were in like the Navy or the Marines. Is that correct?
I had uncles in the, I think it was the Navy.
Yes, because I'm seeing a drowning. So what they're showing me is a Navy boat getting hit, a drowning, and that's how this person has died. And it is related to you. It's connected to you. And I want you to know that this person, I'm feeling this very, very strongly. And I'm telling you that this person died quite a while ago. Can you accept that?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to ask him something?
Well, put it this way. You can't ask him because right now we have to wrap up. So unfortunately, we have to let you go now, Barb.
You know what you can do, Barb? You can either give Audie or I a call, and we can go further with that. My number is 908-500-1474 because he's coming in kind of clearly. And Audie's number?
And my number, personal number, is 877-ANGEL-02. So, all right, everybody, listen up. We're going to be going for a commercial break, and we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
WPLP.
Q.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night. I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're a
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers. And that was a great song. That brings back a lot of nostalgia, folks, doesn't it? If you want a reading with Artie and I, and you can have a little free reading right now, the number is 800-930-2819. And if you'd like a private reading with myself, the number is 908-500-1474. And if you'd like an amazing reading with Artie, his number is 877-ANGEL-02. Very easy number to remember. ANGELS-02.
That's why she said it. That's why she said it three times.
I love that number.
No, it is. Both our numbers, thank God, are easy to remember.
They're easy.
Right now we have a girl. Her name is Kelly, all the way from Long Island.
Ooh, hi, Kel.
Long Island seems to be the spot.
It is the spot.
Hello. Hello, my name is Terry with a T, T-E-R-R-Y.
So sorry, we have it here on our board as Kelly. I do apologize for that, Terry.
No problem.
All right, what do you want, Kelly, Terry?
What can we do for you, baby?
I'd like to know whatever you see or what's going on with me or loved ones.
Okay, ask us a specific question, sweetheart, because we're not going to be reaching. So it's just where the energy is today. So you have to ask us a specific question so we could hone in on somebody. Do you want us to connect to a specific loved one? If so, what's the relationship? Do you want to know about a particular outcome of a specific situation? What or is it that you would like to know?
If you're ill, it's what the outcome, what we see, what we
Yeah, what do you what would you like? If you're going to ask God for a question, don't say, what do you see in my life? Be specific.
What do you see or, if anything, about my husband?
All right. He's crossed?
No.
Yes.
Oh, he has crossed?
Did he have like a very deep voice, like a very strong radio voice type of voice? He has a type of voice that could be on the radio?
I'm not quite sure.
You know what? Because when you said your husband, not that your husband is James Earl Jones, but I heard that like very like he had like a very unique, strong voice when he spoke. And if it's not him, maybe I'm picking up on somebody else.
I'm seeing an M initial or
no.
A J. I'm seeing two. I'm seeing an M and a J.
No.
Okay, well, that's what I'm seeing in relationship to somebody who's crossed through you.
Is it Michael Jackson? Were you related to Michael Jackson?
Mother.
That has to be it. I'm only kidding.
Probably, no.
Me and Mr. Jones, that's it.
There you go.
Mr. Jones.
Oh,
hold on a second. Sky and I are trying to pick up on your hubby.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Your husband, is he the one that passed away from cancer?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on a second. And did he die? I feel like he might have died like on the same month of whether it be your birthday or was it his birthday? He died in a month where it was somebody very close to you, like their birthday or when somebody else passed away. It was very close.
Yeah.
Right during that, that time.
My daughter's birthday.
Okay.
The same month.
But died within the same month of your daughter's birthday.
Yes.
Okay, and was he balding?
Slightly.
Okay. Hold on a second. Well, I do feel like he is around you. Also, you still have a lot of his neckties, don't you?
No.
I don't know why. Who's the one that wears a lot of neckties? I keep on seeing a necktie rack and neckties. And are you also, is there also like a rosary bead that's hanging on like a bedpost?
No.
You know what I'm seeing? He's showing me a wristwatch. And I want to explain the wristwatch to you. It's around... you know what? Take that back. What I see is gold, and I see a brown band. Can you relate to that?
Yeah, it's a gold band.
Okay. I'm actually seeing a gold face, but I'm also seeing a gold brown band. I'm sorry. And he's talking about a ring also. And believe it or not, he's talking about a chai. Do you know what I'm talking about? A religious symbol around the neck. It could be a star or a chai or something like that.
No.
Do you have those things of his?
Only the watch.
Okay. What happened to the other stuff? Did you pass it along?
Yes, but there was no chai.
No, well, you know what? I'm not Jewish, so I, like a Star of David?
No.
It was a religious symbol, correct?
Yes.
All right. I don't know what the difference is. I'm so sorry for that.
It's okay.
I don't know what they call. I know three different things that are religious in the Jewish. It was a mezuzah, a star,
I'm
and a
chai. I'm not Jewish.
What is
I'm
it?
I'm not Jewish.
What?
Not Jewish.
Oh, it wasn't Jewish. Oh, then I don't know.
Somebody
seeing something Jewish.
Okay. I'm also seeing like a little hand, like, you know, what is that called with that? It's like a spiritual symbol of the hand.
The hands. It's just a hand.
Yeah. No, but it's like a form of protection, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I don't know.
And all. And I have a feeling that somebody within your family or a female within the family, for some reason, I keep on seeing somebody wearing something around their neck. And there's something with the hand, but there is somebody within your family that I'm getting, like I said, with lots of neckties, and I keep on hearing the name Joseph.
See, I got a J too.
No.
First, was it possibly the middle name?
No.
Okay, do me a favor. Everything that Sky and I just said to you, please write it down, because the images are coming through very strongly.
Right.
Now, a lot of times when we read people, a lot of people only want to focus on who they want to communicate to. But people like Sky and myself, when we're communicating to the other side, it doesn't mean we're necessarily communicating to the one who you want the most, but it turns out to be somebody else. And then afterwards, after you think about it and after you look at all the information, you realize, oh, this is who is trying to pull through.
Right.
And that happens a lot of times.
And I'm seeing a Jewish symbol around the neck. So whoever this person is, this person was Jewish. He left behind a gold-faced watch with a white, like gold around it, and it had a brown leather band. And I'm seeing it so clearly. And I'm also seeing a Jewish symbol. What is the
no,
one that
definitely
looks like
not
two
that.
Triangles?
Definitely not
That's
that.
Star of David.
Star of David.
All
what
right. If we're not
I'm
having
sorry.
Any luck with that, can you tell me anything about my grandchildren?
As far as your grandchildren goes. Okay. Well, for me, I need to know the first name and how old of your grandchild, one at a time. Well, I'm not going to do all of them, but I'll do one of them. So pick one.
I'll start with the youngest. His name is Christopher.
There's your other Christopher.
Yeah, right.
Christopher, how old is Christopher?
25.
He's 25.
One second, honey.
I feel like that he is like kind of like ahead of his time as far as his age goes. Like he doesn't, he doesn't think young. He thinks like as if he's an older person, or his overall appearance appears to be that he's actually younger than what he actually looks.
Is he looking for a job, honey?
He's in the midst of interviews, yes.
Okay. Within the next few weeks, he should be hearing something back. Also, I feel like he's got trust issues. All right?
He got what?
Pardon me?
I didn't get what you just said.
Oh, I feel like he has trust issues.
Trust issues?
Yes.
Okay, I'll check on that, but not that I know of.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm being told. Let's see. I feel like he's definitely, put it this way, he's going to definitely get a job within the next few weeks. So that's really a positive thing for him. And
right now we have to wrap it up.
Yes, because we have to go
to a commercial break. So, all right, well, listen, thanks a lot for calling in. And you're with Artie and Skye with Angels and Answers. And we'll be right back right after this commercial break.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Skye Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Skye has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Skye now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them.
Dancer's mom.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Skye and Artie, the dynamic duo.
Da-da-da.
And if anybody would like a reading for this show, just give us a call at 800. What is this number? 930-2819. It's dark in this room, so it's hard to say where we're at. So, but actually, I want to know something for this segment. I wanted to talk a little bit about Donald Trump. And I feel he is literally the best candidate.
Yay!
And I think he would do America a huge
justice.
And I think he would be 25,000 times better than Obama.
If that little.
I think your nephew, who is probably, if he was born within the last 10 years, would do a better job than Obama.
Absolutely.
And, it's just, we need somebody like that. Now, you know, you hear a lot of politicians talking about, you know, oh, we need a change, we need a change. And you want to know something? Most of them fall right into the trap, and you get the same old, same old. I 100% believe, and I think a lot of people 100% believe, that if anybody is going to create a change, it's going to be Donald Trump. And, you know, will he be perfect? No. Will he make some major changes? Yes. Does he know how to – you have to run a country like you run a business, and this guy seems like he knows how to run a business. And like he said, you know, he if you listen to him, he earns respect. And whether you agree with his politics or agree with his style, the bottom line is the guy knows how to create to make things happen.
And you know what? We need somebody with gumption to really come up against all of these countries. Now, look at Putin. Putin is actually selling arms now to Iran, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia. And do you know that Israel was so insulted when he wouldn't, when Obama did not, Israel's prime minister, he came to the United States to speak with Obama. And Obama had to go to a concert, so he pushed him off. And these people are allies. And the prime minister of Israel was so put off by that that he went to go speak to Putin so that Putin would actually protect Israel. That's right.
Yeah.
That is terrible. Yeah. We have been allies with Israel forever. I love Israel. Israel's an amazing country.
I have my freedom of speech, and in my opinion, Obama is a piece
yes.
of crapola.
I agree with
Artie. Do not like him. Don't trust him as far as I could throw him.
And so is Hillary. I feel the same way about her because you know what? She watched the Benghazi attack in real time from a drone. And she told our military to stand down while she watched those men get ripped apart. I have no mercy for a woman like that. And I have no tolerance for a person like that. Every United States citizen in another country is important. Okay? And she did not feel as though our men were important enough to save their lives. And their families weren't even given a logical explanation. They were lied to. And then the next day, everybody got on the television and lied their way out of it. And now it's first coming out. So you know what? People like that, that are supposed to be our officials, that are actually we're supposed to look up to, and they're lying like this, and they're covering up like this. Are you kidding? Where's our country going to be in another 2 years? Where are we going to be? There's nothing that is legal and honest and that I can say I'm happy to be an American.
Yeah.
Except my freedom, whatever little bit we have left.
Yeah, to have your freedom. But like I said, I feel that Donald Trump, and mind you, I mean, this is not paid advertising. This is just how we feel. And, you know, we need somebody who really knows how to operate. We need somebody who knows how to run a country as far as in the way that runs a business, and because that's what it is, and that somebody who is not afraid to tell it like it is and not go according to what all the other political people say, or, you know, or he can't be bought, which is beautiful, you know. And I know a lot of the you know, the I hate to say, I don't want to say something where it might offend other people. So I'm going to choose my words very carefully. But there's a lot of people on the lesser financial end of the stick, on the very low end, who is very afraid of Donald Trump. And the people who are very wealthy are afraid of Donald Trump. But the middle class, which is the majority, are going to love Donald Trump because he's trying to spread everything equally. He's trying to be very, very fair. Now, in my strong opinion, that if any politician, and I wish this would, oh my God, do I wish this could actually take effect. If anything that a politician promises to the American public to get elected, that if they don't do what they say, that they get impeached. I 100% believe that that's the way it should be. If you're going to say things that's going to get you elected, then you need to pull through. And if you say, well, I didn't realize, or because of that, well, guess what? Then you don't have the power to say what you were to say. What, you know, you can't back up your words. So therefore, you should not be able to stay in office. And, you know, a lot of people, a lot of these politicians, they spend way too much time, money, and energy bashing other politicians rather than talking about what they're going to do for the public and how they're going to do it. They spend so much time badgering other politicians and other people that, you know, just because that is so piss poor of what somebody's character should be doing to another. Can you imagine what it would be like if, I mean, would you be proud if your child wasn't doing the greatest, but yet he kept on badgering other kids because, oh, you know, they're doing really bad and they're tattletaling. And that's what all these politicians are. They're worse than these kids, or they are like big kids. And it's a shame. And they're not good role models. I'm sorry.
No.
Not, you have very few. Very few politicians that are good role models. Very few who really want to do the right thing.
You know what really bugs me? Why hasn't this president, after all the lies that he has told and gotten busted for, why is he still president? Why is he not impeached?
Yeah.
If he was a different man, he would have been impeached. Why is he not impeached?
Because they're like a puppet on the string. And put it this way, the president is like nothing more than an emblem on the car. That's all he is. And it's the major corporations that tell him what to do or to dictate.
Excuse me. He wasn't such an emblem when he wanted that Obamacare pass, was he?
No, but I believe that the healthcare system is what helped generate. He doesn't have knowledge in healthcare.
Of course not.
He doesn't have knowledge in anything. So it was one of the cronies or whatnot. And they just, again, the emblem entitled it Obamacare.
Mm.
So did he come up with this whole entire idea? I feel like he's too stupid.
I honestly
believe
you know, you're right.
He's too incredibly stupid
you
to come
what?
Up with a
I'm
massive
gonna say
plan.
This. I'm going to say this. The man, first of all, the man only had like maybe, I don't know, 27 months in Congress as a senator. He had such a limited time as a senator that I can't even believe that he was an incumbent, that he was in the running. It was ridiculous. The man had absolutely no experience.
The funny thing is, you know, if you know, I think his name was Michael Moore, the guy who was writing, who created the movies about behind the scenes with politics and stuff. Mm-hmm. He was exposing the truth about the president and all this other crap that goes on behind the scenes. I think his
is
name was Michael
alive?
Moore. Is he still alive? Yeah, he is. And so what he did was he asked the person who was representing Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Before he got elected, you know, he said, excuse me, because he was the name of the person who represents, you know, like marketing.
Speaker of the House?
No, who markets the president, who markets you. You know, it's like a publicist, if
right.
you will.
Well,
the person who represents.
Camps. They have their camps.
Right. So anyway,
I really don't know.
The guy asked him, he says, can you please tell me one thing that Obama did for the American public? Can you just say one positive thing that he did or he passed? Name one thing that he did for the American public. And the guy just looked at him with a smile and just waved, I got to go now. I didn't go. He didn't stand there to defend him. He didn't stand there to talk about anything positive.
No.
He just walked away and just waved his hand. He goes, all right, we'll see. He goes, just tell me one thing positive that Obama did that he did for the public, for the
I'll
he did
tell
for the
you
American.
What he did. He got in tight with all of Hollywood. He got in tight with all the rappers. He actually had dignitaries from other countries come here and did not see them because he had to go for a rap show.
There you go. All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we have 15 more minutes left, and we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Thank you. Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WBLQ.
You know, it's funny, you hear Frankie Valli in this, in the highest pitched voice possible. Walk like a man, talk like a man. I don't get it. I never got that song.
Because you know why? He has very tight underwear on.
Yes.
I believe.
Either that or somebody was squeezing his lower parts when he was hitting those high notes.
As my son would say, his particles.
Yeah. Seriously. Walk like a man, talk like a man. Oh, my God.
Walk like it. That doesn't even sound like a man.
No, I know. It's a high pitch. But I got to tell you one thing. I 100% love the Jersey Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Great show. I've seen it umpteen times, and hopefully I'll see it umpteen more times. So all his songs
are
unbelievable.
Next time you go, get tickets. I want to go with you.
You got it, darling.
All right. I love them.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love it. And it's so entertaining. The last time I had seats to go see the Jersey Boys, though, they weren't the greatest of seats. We were sitting all the way up front, but we were all the way on the side. And you have to look at an angle.
Yep.
And it stunk. Seriously. It's, you're better off if you you know, if you're going to be watching a show, if it's better off just to try to be as much in the middle as possible. Even if you have to sit back a little bit, it's okay. But at least you have a peripheral vision of what's going on in stage rather than being close and being way to the side, way to the right or way to the left. That's not so cool.
Yeah.
So, but right now we have Perry. We have a couple minutes for Perry on. So who's been so patient? Hey, Perry. Hello?
Yes, hi.
How are you? Hello? What can we do for you, sweetheart?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
How's it going? Pump up the energy,
fine,
baby.
Fine. Can you just tell me what you see around me or my parents or my children, me and my husband? Anything?
Hold on a second. All right. I don't know what's going on with today.
It's a great day.
But we need for you to zero in your energy towards one person, one situation. Ask us a question. Don't ask us all of that. It's you're way too general, sweetheart.
Yeah, because it's just so many things that could come that pop into our minds.
And we only have a couple of minutes, so yeah. We need for you to zero in. This is just a free mini reading. Yeah.
This is just something you want to focus on. One thing you want to focus on and get some kind of
get an answer.
Yeah.
So what is it that you would like us to put our energy into?
My husband and myself were having a lot of disagreements and not getting along so well after 37 years.
Right.
Well, they say after 38 years, it gets a lot better. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I have to wait another year.
I think you're having a communication problem, and that I'm not just saying that. This is what the angels are telling me, because I asked the angels to please give us some help today. And this is exactly what I got. You're having really bad communication problems. Okay. When you're asking him something or he's asking you something, don't jump to conclusions. Get more information. And sometimes it's okay to say yes. Even if you're not happy doing if you're not happy or if you're not excited about what he wants to do.
Or vice versa.
Just say yes once in a while. You know, that just that one little thing could really make a person say, well, you know what? The other person's really trying. Communication is everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we're having trouble with. And I always feel like, if I ask him a question, he asks me a question instead of answering me.
Well, have you sat him down and said to him, instead of asking me a question, can you just answer mine and then you can ask me one later or after you answer my question?
Well, I have brought it up sometimes, but it doesn't get anywhere.
Communication.
I'm going to tell you something that's really going to help you out. When somebody is not giving you any energy to hold on to, all right, and you're having absolutely nothing to work with, and by your choice, if you choose to stay in the relationship under these circumstances, I strongly recommend that you put your energy into your kids and into your friends so that you need to express your life. Because if you keep on living your life through your husband who refuses to give you any positive loving energy, then I'm telling you, you're going to drown. So by your choice, if you choose to stay in this relationship after all these years and this is what he's given you, then you have no choice but to share yourself with your friends instead, or to join a volunteer group. You got to put your energy towards something positive so that you could be happy and wake up to and let him live in his own world.
Misery.
In his own misery.
Let me ask you something. Are you having trust problems with him, like in the romance department?
No, not with other people.
No, with you. Like, what I mean is, like, he doesn't want to get romantic or, you know, have like a candlelit dinner, or are you not providing that inspiration maybe to him?
No, that's fine. That part is fine when I'm talking to him, when I'm not mad at him.
Okay. I'm feeling a trust issue also, to be honest with you. And I don't know if that's finances or if it's another person or you just don't believe a word he says. But I'm feeling it's more like, you know, you're not so sure you're believing exactly what he's telling you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what?
That's right.
Unfortunately, there's two ways to handle this.
You have to back off.
You either have to back off and just live your own life, like Artie said, or you have to confront the problem dead head on and see where his head is at. And maybe there's a slight communication problem that you both are building up to like a peak.
I'm telling you, when you start to back off and you start to get more into your life and you're not giving him as much energy, then you're going to start getting a better response.
Yeah, but I feel from spirit that her husband is the type that I'm having like this major moment here. Like if you just shut up and back off on your husband, he won't come back at you. Like he'll just remain status quo. Like he won't go after it. You know what I'm trying to say?
Right, right. That's what happens.
Yeah. I don't feel that's the right
way.
Yeah,
so I do put my energy in with my children and my parents. So I'm not miserable. I just wish I was able to talk to him a little easier.
Right. But I don't feel he takes the time or the effort to make it a better relationship. I think it's all on you.
And that's why I said that when you back off of that, when you have to give him the feeling that he's missing something. And that, whether it be socially with you or socially out there. But right now we have to end this show, and it was a great pleasure sharing time with you.
Thank you for calling, honey. And you can call back another time if you like.
All right, everybody.
Okay, thank you very much.
From mouth to God's ears. May God bless all of you with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity. And always, always ask the Holy Spirit and your angels
for help.
For help and guidance and love and blessings and miracles. Start your day off with that, and you're going to see your days are going to get better.
And your wishes will be granted. And always start out with a very positive affirmation to begin your day.
And with that, everybody, you have a beautiful week, and we'll talk to you next week.
God bless you all. Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.